And that mean that much to me if we don't win the Ulster final now on Sunday. And it's obviously nice to get the personal awards, but you know, when you're training in November and December and January, all you're thinking about is winning Ulster championships and All Ireland. And you know, we're a step closer to that now with the Ulster final on Sunday. And you know, that's what all the focus is on now for the next few days to prepare for that.
Yeah, you're looking forward to a third Ulster, one won, one lost.
Looking forward to it, you know, like Frank said in there earlier, you remember more about the ones you lose than the ones you win, but you know, hopefully we can put, after losing last year, we can turn the table now and get a victory and hopefully win, well, my second Ulster Championship. And you know, it was a great feeling in 2014 to win that, and you know, it'll be nice to do the same on Sunday.
Yeah, what was that like? You know, you're coming into a very good team, All-Ireland champions from 2 years earlier.
Aye, it was amazing. You know, there's probably a lot of pressure as well. You know, it's such a great team and great experienced players, and the success they had to come in kind of to probably lift them and to keep that success up. And you know, I was involved in 2013 as well, although I didn't get playing. We lost that final against Monaghan too, but to win then in 2014 was just an amazing feeling. You know, it was the best day of my life, definitely. And I just hopefully I can experience the same on Sunday now.
Yeah. And you mentioned the hurt of losing last year as a big motivating factor.
Yeah, it is. You always, you know, them kind of days you don't ever want to experience again. You know, it's just a horrible feeling of, you know, watching other teams celebrating and lifting the cup and just going home then with nothing. And you know, they do motivate you, and you know, a lot of boys probably say that they don't motivate you and they don't think about these things, but you know, they're always in the back of your mind that you don't want to experience that again, and you'll do everything you can to right them wrongs.
This year, you know, this has gone well. Won 3 games in the league, oh, maybe a little rocky at the end, but you had your status secured and then got into the championship mode, and that game in Ballybuffet and your goals were the difference against Fermanagh?
Yeah, I suppose we had a great start to the league, you know, winning the 3 games and then losing the last 4 or whatever it was. And probably come the end of the league, a lot of people weren't expecting much of us throughout the summer, and there's been a lot of talk that we're an aging team and we're probably finished and all this year, but we didn't listen to that at all. We knew that we had 8 or 9 weeks to prepare for a championship after the league, and we got a lot of hard work done in that period. And
then, you know, realistically, you were always expected to win the Fermanagh game. Monaghan were more likely going to be your big opponents, the reigning champions, and it took everything you had to beat them over 2 games.
Yeah, definitely did. You know, we always knew coming up against Monaghan that it was never going to be easy. We've had a big rivalry with them over the last few years, and they've got the better of us over 2 Ulster finals, and to get them then in the semi-final, it was probably a bit of a change. You know, there wasn't that much of a hype and it being a semi-final instead of a final, but you know, we were just focused on beating them, and we didn't do that in the first day, and we're probably unlucky but a bit lucky as well, so we're thankful then that we did it.
You were the better team over the 2 days. Does that be a concern to you that you didn't win in the first day, and you know, that you had more than a point to spare the second day?
No, it wouldn't be a concern. You know, we knew we battled hard that day, and I think we were 3 or 4 points down at one stage, and we got back to take the lead, and then we just couldn't see it out. But you know, we were going to have days like that, and there's going to be mistakes made and chances not taken and all that there, but that's just football. And you know, you can't look back at them games now and think that it's going to affect Sunday, so all we can do now is focus on Tyrone and ourselves, and hopefully
And obviously the record book says in recent years Donegal have the Indian sign over Tyrone. You know, you were there last year anyway, so a big game in Ballybuffet.
Yeah.
And a big result.
Yeah, it was a massive game last year against Tyrone. You know, I remember when the draw was made in 2014 for that game. You know, it was a massive hype about it, and you know, that's that winter time that year that we were just gearing towards that game because it was so massive for us, and with the rivalry with Tyrone and how they're a great team. You know, and you're always expected to have a tough physical battle with them, and you know, that's exactly what it was last year in Ballybuffet. And you know, we were delighted. That was kind of a springboard for us to get to the Ulster final, to get through that game. And
you know, as you said, it was a springboard for you. They say maybe it was a springboard, even though a defeat, for them to go on and build in the qualifiers and actually reach an All-Ireland semi-final and give Kerry a run for their money.
Yeah, it probably was. You know, that hurt from losing to us and being knocked out of the Ulster Championship probably could have been a springboard for them to push on and right that wrong, you know. And in fairness to them, they had a great year and they beat Monaghan as well, so to get to an All-Ireland semi-final was and that would be a big springboard for them this year as well, you know. That kind of getting that far last year, they were wanting to go one step further this year and get to an All-Ireland final.
And obviously the hurt of losing to you will be a motivating factor, I'm sure, as well. They might deny it, but it will.
Yeah, it definitely will. You know, like you said, they might deny it, but it's definitely there, that motivation of the rivalry between us and them, and us getting the one better on them last year, they'll be wanting to get the one better on us this year.
You have new players coming in. You have Rory Kavanagh coming back. We have Mark McHugh coming back to good form as well. You know, we have your own clubman Kieran Gillespie coming in. Beat Monaghan without Neil McGee. All these things are coming together again now for the Ulster final. So is it going to take one big heave?
Yeah, well, you know, any day we play, it takes one big heave from every man to put the shoulder to the wheel and get the victory. But, you know, like you said, having Rory Kavanagh and Mark McHugh back, they're two very, very experienced players, and they've added a lot to the training and the dressing room and the pitch in the games, you know.
Oh, and McHugh coming in as well. Marty Riley finding his form at last.
Yeah, well, McHugh and Marty Riley showing what we always knew, how good a footballer he was. And I think he's just kind of come with age, you know, with Marty. He's been kind of thereabouts the last few years, but he's taken his chance this year, and I'm very, very happy for him that he's done that, because I know how good a footballer he is and the talent that he has, and he showed that in the last few games now. And, you know, to have these boys, every man now is playing very well. You know, McHugh's there as well, and he's flying, so, you know, we're in good shape, and hopefully every man will put the shoulder to the wheel.
Frank McGlynn said after the last game he felt that everything was coming just right for Donegal at the right time. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I suppose you do. You know, this is the time of year where you want to be peaking, you know, going into Ulster final and into the All-Ireland quarter-finals, and that's the time of year where you want to be playing your best football. And, you know, people might have thought that we peaked a bit early in the league, but you know, we lost the last few games of the league then, and we built for that 8 or 9 weeks then to peak for this time of year. And like you said, every man's playing well now at the minute, and I suppose we are peaking at the right time.